Welcome back, folks. It's Richard Selesky, the host of Politics Doesn't Have to Suck, But It Does. This is Season 3, Episode 2, and we're going to discuss something that's very impactful for today's so-called Great Resignation. Why U.S. frontline workers are quitting, and why it matters to you. It's a review of a Harvard Business Review article written by Deborah Lovitch, David Welch, Julia Darr, and Francis Joris. We won't cover the entire article, but we'll hit the highlights because it's important for two very important reasons. There are 11 million unfilled jobs in the United States today, the vast majority of which are tied to a specific location and cannot be performed remotely with an appropriate home office setup. These deskless jobs, as we term them, are mostly in professions and trades such as healthcare, hospitality, leisure, retail, manufacturing, transportation, warehousing, things like that. Desperate to recruit and retrain workers, businesses have already raised wages for deskless workers 7 to 10% since the COVID-19 pandemic began, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But wage increases have not been sufficient to win back frontline talent. We've all seen this. Healthcare workers are number one with this. There are situations in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, where healthcare workers are earning up to $100 an hour. Companies are running out of money. They can't throw enough money to keep healthcare workers. So what's the solution? Well, the solution could be improving managers' relationships with frontline workers. Boston Consulting Group researchers found last year in a survey of hourly U.S. workers in the retail, distribution, travel, food service industries that while compensation and COVID-19 related reasons were the biggest reasons for turnover, next was a bad relationship with their boss. This really shouldn't surprise us. After all, direct managers have the biggest impact on daily work experience of their reports. Frontline managers have always been a crucial and underappreciated group, and their job has become even more critical and challenging during the pandemic. In fact, many of the other reasons for quitting jobs aren't enjoyable or interesting. The work schedule isn't sufficiently flexible or predictable, or feeling inadequately appreciated, are also driven by the boss. Workers look to their managers for stability, empathy, and support, especially during these times when staff schedules, working responsibilities, and personal stresses have never been more difficult to manage. When managers are stressed or struggling, their team usually are impacted, either directly or indirectly, and are unlikely to feel well supported. This loosens the ties that bind people to an organization, and they seek to leave. We're seeing a huge impact today of government telling companies, if you want more workers, pay them more. That's not the solution all the time. If you look at the giant list of things that people want from a job, pay typically is in the 7 to 8 range on the top 10. They want to know that they're heard. They want to know they're respected. They want a challenging job. We're failing at that. We think, throw money at it. Nope. We suspect that a major reason frontline workers are dissatisfied with their managers is many of their bosses are leading for the first time. Some of their clients with large frontline workers report that up to 40% of their frontline managers are in the first year of their leadership role. Many frontline leaders are promoted based on technical competence, but lack the basics of people management. They don't know how to talk to people. Sometimes it's the simplest things that are the difference makers. Developing situational leadership skills, such as how to handle difficult conversations. What do you do when a George Floyd happens in society? If you're a shift leader, what do you do that day? Developing situational leadership skills, such as how to handle difficult conversations in a productive fashion, or how to coach effectively. Number one, define what your great frontline managers do, and then let them teach their peers. Weird thing, huh? Find out what the people who are doing it right do, and duplicate it. Traditional frontline management training, if done at all, is often theoretical, abstract, and delivered in a conference room over 2 hours with a 1 hour break for coffee in a bathroom. Based on our experience in helping more than several hundred organizations around the world, more than 900,000 frontline workers, we can definitely say that the surest and fastest way to improve and sustain frontline leadership is to find a group of the best managers, ideally a dozen or so, and use them to teach and mentor their peers. That absolutely helps. That's one of the best ways. They stopped when they saw something that didn't look right instead of hurrying to where it was originally going. They asked exploratory questions. They took time to lead problem-solving discussions. They made sure that they followed up and publicly recognized the individuals who fixed problems. Number two, meet managers where they are. Companies need to regularly reinforce these best practices in ways that are easily accessible to deskless leaders. For managers working at desks all day, learning them through traditional virtual training may be effective for some skills, but deskless managers seldom will be on a computer, and many frontline managers may not even have an email address that they would check regularly once they get a notification that their email, their desk is full. Create tighter feedback loops. Deskless managers usually receive infrequent performance feedback, if they receive any feedback at all. And rethink the support structure for hourly labor. Even outstanding frontline managers may not be enough to keep all workers happy and engaged if other critical HR systems or structures are lacking. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Do you even have a program for any of those features in your company? Are you aware of what ESG is going to do? How it's going to impact your company, your stakeholders, not just your stockholders? In the end, by developing great frontline managers and supplementing them with strong HR policies and resources, companies will be able to boost worker satisfaction and engagement. In the end, it's going to save you money by investing in the time it takes to develop true inclusive leadership. If you want to learn more, give me a call. I'm Richard Selesky. I'm the Chief Solutions Architect at Transcontinental University. My WhatsApp number is +1-614-402-6743. I'm here to help. Transcontinental University is here for you.